Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, Yerushalmi, daf Tezayin, and we are on Tezvav Amibes towards the bottom. We spoke about if there is a burial in the middle of Yantif, so then after Yantif, the Menachamim are only Mashlim, the days that there is a Chiyuv to do Nicham Avelim, right, one of the four activities, as we know, the Bavli at the end of the first parak of Sota tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Mahu Afata, he was Menachem Avelim, he was Mevaker Cholim, he was Malbish Arumim, he was Kover Mesim, so he was Mevaker, and did Nicham Avelim. So that act of Nicham Avelim was only done for a couple of days to be Mashlim, the days of Shiva, but after that, there is no need. Ein Rabim is asking mo because technically the days of Shiva are over, even though the person himself has to continue to observe. We generally have Shiva after Yantif. But the Gemara asks, Mal haros lo panim, could they there's no chiyuv of nichum, but is there an issue with visiting? Should they visit during those days that the person himself is still observing Shiva after Yantif? So Gemara says yes. Rabbi Yaakov Idi b'shem Rabbi Chanina v'alo amrein avel b'Shabbos. Right, there's no avelus b'farhesya on Shabbos. There's no nichum avelim on Shabbos. Right, we say Shabbos himilah nachem, and yet b'bnei ma amr l'haros l'panim. But on Shabbos they still go visit. People could go visit the mourners on Shabbos. Lo b'bnei akavod, is it that because of kavod to show them kavod? Even though it's not technically the mitzvah of nichum avelim, it's still to show them kavod. So v'hachem b'bnei akavod, so here too, they would go to show them kavod. Good. V'dechvas. Now getting back to the Mishnah. Just like the Mishnah said that if somebody starts Shiva before the Chag, so then the Chag knocks it out. So also, if there are 3 days, our Mishnah said that if there are 3 days of Shiva, then Shiva is knocked out. So there are special halachas on the first 2 days of Shiva, the Gemara is about to say. So here the Gemara says, even if there was only 1 day of Shiva before Yantif, the whole 2 day idea, even if Shiva is not knocked out, because it's going to continue afterwards, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, but if 1 day is there beforehand, then it knocks out the gzera of the 2 days, the special halachas of the first 2 days. So as long as it's 1 day before the Yantif, so then the gzera, the din of the chumra of the 2 days, does not exist, and that's knocked out. What are examples? The Gemara gives 2 examples. First example, what's a special din of the first day or two of Shiva? Tefillin. Avol b'yom rishon einos in tefillin. So we paskin the first day. And Avol on the first day does not wear tefillin. The Gemara says elsewhere, the Bavli, pe'ercha chavush alecha. Tefillin are called a glory, a pe'er. And we are not in a state of pe'er when we are in avelus. So an Avol b'yom rishon does not wear tefillin. B'yom hasheni einos in tefillin, but he wears tefillin on the second day. On the second day, he does wear tefillin. Let's just finish and read, and then we'll get back to inyani tefillin. In bo panim chadashos, cholson kol shiva divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, though, that if new people come to visit throughout Shiva, then he takes off, and he's wearing tefillin, he takes off his tefillin. Again, in the days of old, when they probably wore tefillin all day. And if somebody is a new Menachem comes, so maybe that's going to put the Avel back into the state and give him more pain, and he's going to cry, because sometimes that brings up emotions when there are new Menachemim, so he takes it off. Every time there's new Menachemim that come, he takes it off the whole Shiva. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua argues on 2 counts. Rabbi Yeshua Omer b'yom arishon u'b'yom hasheni nosin tefillin. Rabbi Yeshua says the first 2 days. That's what this is, the first example. The first 2 days there's no tefillin, says Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua argues in the other direction. B'shlishi, from after day 2 and on, once you have your tefillin on, you don't take them off. B'shlishi yonosin tefillin in bo panim chadashos in a cholson. You wear tefillin on day 3 and on, and even if panim chadashos come, you do not take them off. So you see there that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a special din of the first 2 days of Shiva, no tefillin, and that is knocked out if one of the days of Shiva was before Yantif, so then even though you continue the Shiva after Yantif, he does wear tefillin. Says the Gemara, once we're about talking about this machlokas, it be on Masheni or Nosin tefillin. If there's no tefillin even on day 2, Surcha Meimar Misha Mesumut Alafanav. So Mefarshim point out, you could have asked this even on according to Rabbi Eliezer. If you don't wear tefillin in Avelus, of course you don't wear tefillin by Mesumut Alafanav, right? By Aninus, right? And therefore, the Gemara is asking implicitly, so why does the Mishnah in the beginning of the third paragraph of Brachas have to say, Misha Mesumut Alafanav Potter Mitfillin, even in the first and second day of Avelus? Is maybe saying, even the second day of Avelus, which is already removed from the Kfura a whole day, still he doesn't wear tefillin. So surely Misha Mesumut Alafanav. Answer, Ella begin the Tanada, you're right. It really doesn't have to tell you anything about Chiddush about tefillin. But once it's saying the other halachas and mitzvahs that you're pater from, like Kriya Shema, do it, it says tefillin also, but not that there is any type of of Chiddush. Continue. Rabbi Zaora Mar Ukvan B'Shem Shmuel. Rabbi Zaora, Rabbi Yirmiyah, tell us B'Shem Rav Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Ben Asina Ukvi Yeshua Bechalitza. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer Ben Asina, meaning only one day. Only one day, only the first day doesn't have tefillin. The second day has tefillin. And we pass like Rabbi Yeshua Bechalitza, meaning you never take it off. Yeshua says you don't take it off. So we have like Rabbi Eliezer on day, only day one doesn't have tefillin. But we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, you never take it off, even by Panam Chadashos. So the Gemara asks a very fascinating question. Rabbi Zaora Boy, Im Nasa B'Yam Sheni Kribi Eliezer, what if that's day two? It's day two, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin that you put on tefillin on day two. Rabbi Eliezer himself says that if some Panam Chadashos come anytime during Shiva, you take it off. But what about this day? On day two, if Panam Chadashos come. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're supposed to wear tefillin, but you're supposed to take it off if Panam Chadashos come. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin at all anyway. So what's the halacha? So, Im Nasan B'Yom Sheni Kribi Eliezer, Ma'u Sheyase Rabbi Eliezer Kribi Yeshua Shelo Lachos. So does Rabbi Eliezer, do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer is modified to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Eliezer says you should wear tefillin today, even though Rabbi Eliezer says you should take it off, but Rabbi Yeshua says never to take it off whenever you put it on. Later in the count. So the Gemara says, yeah, in Achinami, we mix and match, right? We mix and match. Well, first just formulate the question. Look at the Karban Eidah. Ma'ushi Yasel Rabbi Eliezer Kreb Yeshua. Would Rabbi Eliezer follow Rabbi Yeshua's practice? Meaning, would we? Afilo B'Yam Sheni Lo Yachlots. Even on day two, don't take it off, because Rabbi Yeshua says never take it off. O Dilma, or Kivin Rabbi Yeshua in Olovish Klal B'Yam Sheni Choles. According to Rabbi Yeshua Lishita So, Rabbi Yeshua says you never take it off, but he says don't put it on today. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, yeah. Back to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. V'keni, it's true. Why? Im nasam b'yom ha'sheni, Rabbi Eliezer, nasam Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Shalol achlots. We hold that you put it on and you don't take it off. Yeah, it's a combination shita. Even though each of them, wouldn't work out, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would always take it off. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you wouldn't even put it on in the first place. But still, we pask in the middle. You put it on and you don't take it off. Ikeni, because if it's true that you would take it off, then the Gemara should have just said, nomer halacha Rabbi Eliezer. We should have just said we pass like Rabbi Eliezer straight, right? If you're going to have to take it off. The fact that it says Rabbi Yeshua must be that we have this combination opinion. But this is all example number one of something that is a halacha for the first 2 days of Avelos. Like, these are going to one of the Tanaim, Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what the Gemara says, as long as you have one day before Regel, but lumimen gzeiras, gzeiras hashnayim. Just 2 points. Number one, the idea of we paskin, as we know, no tefillin on the first day of of Shiva. That is what we paskin in Hilchas Avelos, and we paskin that you don't take it off, as we said. But also, it's interesting. There is a minog of the Maritats, as it's quoted, the minog of the Maritats, and that is that. What about the first day if it's not the day of death and burial? If it's not the same day, so look in Yoredeya in Shin Peches. The Shulchan Aruch says Avel Aser Laniach Tefillin Biyom Rishon. He puts it on day two. So that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. So according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Minaga Olam, even if the day of when Avila starts is not the day of death, let's say the person died on Tuesday and Wednesday is the burial, even if they come home on Wednesday and there's plenty of time left for the day, there's no tefillin. That's the Minaga Olam. There is a Minag Yerushalayim. The Minag Yerushalayim of the Maritats. That if the day of the Pischei Tshuva quotes it here. Aslaniach ayin berhetiv arachayim. Chachadab shem aritats. Dedafka yom hamisa shu yom akvura patam itfilin yom rishon. Avok shamisa yom acher. Vakvura yom acher. Chayev itfilin afilim yom rishon. Ayin sham vayin dogam erevava shivyo gamkin. Vihisagol avelat afilim hu yom kvura lachud. Aser bitfilin. Ayin shiv zichron yitzchak. Shekasav shgam aviv agon bal mishnas chachamim. Hisagadas maritats. This is Maritats. There is a Minag Yerushalayim. Minag Yerushalayim is to follow this Maritats, to put it on in private without a bracha. But again, it's not the Minag HaOlam. Generally, we don't do that. If you look in the art scroll, morning and halacha, as he quotes here in a footnote, in the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's proper to mention what many books citing state the custom of Jerusalem is to take into account the opinion of Maritats, namely if the burial was on the same day as the death, one must put on tefillin after the burial. Even though we do not follow this opinion, many God-fearing people nevertheless are careful to put on tefillin in private on condition without saying the blessing because of the doubt as to whether one is obligated to do so. However, if the death occurred on a Shabbos, Marsham writes in Das Torah that according to all opinions, one should not put tefillin on the day of burial. Because there was no choice. It wasn't a day later. Either way, this is known as the Maritats. And again, it's not the Minhag Olam, only Minhag Yerushalayim. One. The other point to mention, I wanted to mention is, why dafka tefillin? So the Gemara says, pe'er chachav shalecha. Tefillin is called the pe'er. Tefillin is a status. When you look in the Rambam, has a beautiful lashon relating to what tefillin does to a person. Right? The Rambam, the end of Hilchas Tefillin. The Rambam has something beautiful at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah too. But here, Hilchas Tefillin, perek dalet halacha chafei. Kedushas tefillin, kedusha gedolahi. Shekol zman shetefillin al rosho shel adam. As long as tefillin are on a person. Va'al zroa went on his head, on his arm. V'hu anav. V'yare. V'eino nimshach b'schok u'besicha v'tela. V'eino maharher b'machshavos ros. He's a different person. He's in a different state. El mafana libo ledivrei ha'emes v'hatzedek. Lefichach, we have to try to wear tefillin as much as we can. But that's the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get this from? So the Maariv Chaya says, oh, I think it's a Gemara Brachas, Daf Lamed. Right, where does the Rambam get this from? The Gemara Brachas, Daf Lamed. That's where some of the Amoraim are talking to their students and they're a little nervous that they're a little too much Kalas Rosh. Right, says the Gemara, Abaya havi yasav kami de Rabba, says Lamed Abayz and Brachas. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba, Chazi Adavi Kabadach Tuva. And Rabba saw that Abaya was like fooling around a little bit too much. We don't know what that means, but Amar v'gilu beradaksiv. He says, "Where's your ra'ada? V'gilu beradah." Amar le, "Anot tefillin manachna. Don't worry about it. I have tefillin on. So don't worry. What kind of answer is that? And then the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'yasav kamei de Reb Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu is in front of Reb Zeira. Chazi tohavi kod badach tuva." Again, he saw Reb Yirmiyahu was a little too much levity. Amar le. So he quotes the pasuk. He says, "Bechol etzev yehe mosar." Right, the pasuk in Mishle, ksiv. Amar le, "Anot tefillin manachna. Don't worry, I have tefillin on." And what does that mean? So somehow tefillin puts a person in a different state. And that's why they're answering that they have nothing to worry about. If I'm wearing tefillin, so then I'm protected, so to speak. I'm in that different state. I think the Maariv Chaya is here on this Gemara. Says, I think this is maybe where the Rambam got his chiddush from. Because again, it's not anywhere beferish in the Gemara. Let me see if I can just find it. And if not, that's the Maariv Chaya is here on the Gemara, not tefillin manachna. Here it is. Maariv Chaya. Nira be'enai mikan nirali shehotzi Rambam dvarav. She calls man shetilin berosho v'chulu v'amefarshim lo his oru al hamakar ulam mikan d'amar lehaksiv b'chol etzev yehi moser v'lama badach tuva heishim niat tefillin b'vada yinu nimshach v'schok rak hu simcha shel mitzvah. Beautiful. That's the Maariv Chaya on that Gemara. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara now. So that's all one example of something different about the first 2 days of tefillin. So the Gemara has another example. Hare she'ein lo malochal. If somebody doesn't have what to eat, but yamarishon b'yamashini, you don't know some malacha. We learned there's an isser malacha for an avel. The first 2 days, nothing to talk about. B'shlishi he also b'tzena. On the third day, if he really is very tight for food and for money, he could do malacha b'tzena in private. Aval amru, but Chazal say tavo me'era l'shchena v'shitzuchu l'kach. Why aren't the neighbors taking care of him? Why are they bringing him food? So, you know, Tava Me'era, the neighbors should be cursed if they make the guy have to do work, Bitsina. Bar Kapara Amar, Afilu Shlisha Liyasek Olikar. Bar Kapara extends it one more day. Bar Kapara says, no, even the third day. But what do you see? Again, this is the second example of a difference between the first 2 days and afterwards. Bar Kapara Kedaiti, Bar Kapara is Lishitaso. Why does he say 3 days? Because 3 days are different. Says the Gemara, the Bar Kapara Amar ein Tokfo Shel Avel Ela Ashlosha Yamim. There's a certain heaviness of Avelus on the first 3 days. Where does that come from? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Papi, Rabbi Shua, the Zichlim Shem, Rabbi Levi. Let's read this. This is not in the Bavli, right? What's going on here? Says the Gemara, Kol Tlasa Yomin Nafsha Taisa Al Gufa. I don't think it's in the Bavli, right? Oh, the first 3 days, the nefesh, the neshama of a person is flying and hovering over the guf. Svira dichazo lagabe. Maybe they think that I'm going back in. I guess maybe by sleep. By sleep, the neshama goes up to Shemaim and then comes back in. And sleep is 1/60th of death. So maybe here too, the neshama thinks I'm going back in. So the neshama hasn't left yet the first 3 days. So it's really still around. And therefore, there's a certain heaviness that the relative feels. Kivan dichamya, the ishtini, zivan, the apoy. But after 3 days, once the neshama sees that the face has started to decompose and it's a little different, he realizes that it's not going back in, and therefore he goes back up to Shemayim. We've seen the Masoras HaShas here points out, look in Vayikra Rabbah, right? This is exactly quoted there in Vayikra Rabbah. And also look in Yevamos, the Mishnah Yevamos in Perek Tezayin. What does the Mishnah Yevamah say? The Mishnah Yevamah says that about the Eidus Isha. The Mishnah there says, Ein me'idim ela al parts of, right? When people want to give testimony that a woman can get remarried, I saw the husband dead, you have to see the face. The face with the nose. The face with the nose, because that's identifying features. Even if there's other simanim on clothing, maybe it was borrowed, or on the guf, maybe it's not a simin mufak, right? So that's not good enough. But then the Gemara says, you can't be made too early. Only allowed to be made after he's dead. And then it can't be too late. Only up to 3 days. After 3 days, the face changes. Where does that come from? Right here. Right here. Face changes right here. This is where it is learned from. I saw two or three other ha'aris on this. I saw the Marsham. The Marsham says, so again, the basis for these differences in halacha, according to Bar Kappara, is because of this hovering. So Marsham says, if Rahman al-Islam, somebody is cremated, so again, that's usur, but the differences in halacha shouldn't apply because there's no guf around that the neshama is going to go back into. V'yesh la'ayin im sarfo im batal chumras gimel yamim harishonu v'itama Yerushalmi. V'guf hadin yolein ezdaiti im sorif gam etzam anasfo. Okay, number one ha'ara. Number two ha'ara, there's a halacha in Hilchas Melicha. The Makar Baruch here notes that in Hilchas Melicha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Samach Tes, Horu Gaonim, the language of the tour. Basar Shashar Shlosh Yamin Bala Melicha, if meat was sat 3 days without being salted, Nisyabish Dama Batocha, the blood is dried up inside of it, Velo Yasa Oradi Melicha, it's not going to come out through Melicha. If you didn't salt the meat for 3 days, the blood's not going to come out through Melicha, and therefore you're only allowed to roast it. Where the blood is going to drip out, you're not allowed to cook it. And the poskim wonder, because of a poskim, she ain't called Makar v'yesod l'chidish davar zeh. The Makar Baruch says there's no source for this. What's the source for 3 days? So says the Makar Baruch, this is the source. L'vitama Yerushalmi shalafaninu, achar shloshi yamin mishtani ziv ape. If the face changes, where does that come from? The stomach from the blood. V'asvar no sana, shashini zeh, by the kilkol adamim, hits tam kusam. And mizbar d'achar shloshi yamin, mitztamek adam b'neroi oblatzeis. Number two. Unbelievable. And number three, finally, save the best for last. Says the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says on Zos HaBracha, V'lo yada ish es kvuraso, right? Nobody knew Moshe's makom kvura. V'lo yada ish es kvuraso, says the Sifri, yesh omrim af Moshe atzmo, einu yodea makom kvuraso. Moshe himself doesn't know his makom kvura. Shenem v'lo yada ish vein ish ela Moshe. What does that mean? What does it mean that Moshe doesn't know his makam kvura? Says the Meshech Chachma, are you Yerushalmi? Are you Yerushalmi? Unbelievable. Habir, kib Yerushalmi, he quotes from Sofia Vamas, but it's here, Tadding imo yamim nafsha taisa al gufa, ubishabis, in Parakasha, it says, Amru ki kol yubes chodesh shama olavi aredes, ki laha nefesh, yish kishur la guf yachas imam, the nefesh has a connection with the guf. And therefore, like our Gemara says, for 3 days, and the Gemara in Shabbos, right, the first year, kedera kol hanifra, like anything separated from a whole, she'eno rachok mimakom hanifrad mimenu, shechozer umagafafo. It goes back to where it came from. Aval ha'ish Moshe, she'enu shayach ala geshem kla b'chaya, but Moshe wasn't a goof even in this world. V'haya nivda me'isha, v'arboim yom b'lo lechem umayim. He didn't eat and drink. V'diber Hashem imo panim apanim. V'hu tekef mishe nifzak ha'es kashras, b'na nefesh l'gashmo. He had a physical body, but right when the neshama left, there was no staying by this goof. Takeif Allah bein ara lekodesh. Velo yada, it means he had no connection. V'umitam shayi isha lokim b'chayav. V'anav ma'od. V'lo haya makushar u'mesubach el achomer v'inyanav klal b'chayav kol chadam. And that's what it is. Velo yada ish afilu Moshe. Because he didn't have any connection. Wow. The Meshech Chachma to connect it to our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Lachar shlosha yamim. After 3 days, Hakeres nifkas apanav, the stomach starts to explode. V'omeres lo halacha mashagazalta v'chamasa v'nasata, as if the stomach is giving back the food to the mouth. You stole this, you put it into me, but, you know, maybe we were going to die, so we didn't even need to eat this. Rav Chagai b'shem Rav Yoshia, Maisi l'minhacha, from this pasuk, different pasuk, v'zeirisi peres al panechem, where Hashem says, I'm not interested in your karbanos, but it's as if he says, I'm going to spread out and scatter the perish. The perish is the excrement al panechem on your face. That's kilu what happens in the kever. Vafilu peres chageichem, ba'osa sha'a, ach besora alav yichav, and afsho alav tefal. It's part of the process that happens to the body. Back to Hilchas Avelos. Arisa, Vachakir, Vachavalav. These are all different types of sharecroppers. But these type of sharecroppers really are working for themselves. They get a percentage. Either they give a fixed amount and then the rest they work for themselves, or they get a percentage. So Arei Osin. So if an Avel has these workers, it's considered that they're working for themselves and therefore it's allowed. But Ikara, Vesapana, Vagamalav, but his other worker, his workers, his farmers, his salaried workers, sailors and camel drivers, and osim. So that's not allowed because that's keilu. They're working for him, for the avel. Rib Shua ben Levi al mahaisel para migameles ba'ir. What does that mean? The carbon a, the second day. It means that you have a cow, but you have deals that it's tied onto the same yoke with other cows of other people. So is that, are those cows a lot of work? So half of the work is for your friend. So hareza osa, that could be done as in another person's field because it's already prearranged. Amar of Yosa, hadat amar bahaut chayevle. As long as this was prearranged, and he was already chayev to do this from before the avelos started. Habatchila aser, but to start this arrangement during avelos is not allowed. Shnei achim, shnei shurfen, shnei tabachim, shel chenvanim. Brothers, partners, two butchers, to storekeepers, shirulachamiam davar, and one of them is an avelus, harilu no alan chanusan. You can't have the store open. Big sugya halacha lamaisa. What do you do if somebody is part owner of a store, of a business? Do you sell the proceeds for that time period? The chaver upal and also mitzina b'makam acher. But they can work somewhere else mitzina, but they can't have the regular store open business as usual. Good. Aval, back to the regular din of Avelos or Aninus, Avakol Mesman Shemesa Mutulafanov, Talacha of Mesa Mutulafanov, Aninus, Ochel, Esel Chavera, when it's not supposed to eat in front of a niftar, right? It's kind of like a different type of Loig LaRush. Loig LaRush we're familiar with in mitzvos. You have to cover up your tzitzes and not to do mitzvos in the context, in the proximity of a mace, but also physical enjoyments. Also, it's like a form of loig l'rush. Ein lo chaver, ochel is a b'yisachar. If he has no friends near him, he should at least be in another room. Ein lo b'yisachar, osa mechitza v'ochel. And if he can't, just make a mechitza. Make a halachim mechitza, ten tfachim, and eat then. V'meinu yachol la'asos mechitza, hofech aspanav, kinegat akos v'ochel. At least turn around. V'ein lo mesa v'ochel. You shouldn't relax and eat in a very... aristocratic, comfortable way. You shouldn't eat so much. This halacha is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. That you're not supposed to eat your fill. You know, Anidus, there's a limit about wine and meat, but the halacha of Kol Tzarcha was not quoted. Now the Bavli doesn't have it either. No meat and wine. The meat and wine are mutter during Avelos, but not during Anidus. And he's potter for mitzvahs, so we pass an oster for mitzvahs, but so he cannot take part in a zimun. And if you made a bracha, you don't answer. You don't answer the bracha of an oni because he's not supposed to make a bracha. That's in general rule, right? If somebody makes a bracha and they're not supposed to, so you don't answer amen to that bracha. That's in Hilchas Brachas. That's in Reish Tesvav in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Tesvav in Shulchan Aruch Ziv Dalet. Kala Mavarach Bracha She'en Etzricha Hareze Nose Shem Shemayim Lashav. If somebody makes a bracha that's not needed, it's shem shemayim lashav, v'harehu kenishba lashav, v'aser la'anos achrav amen. Right? You don't answer amen on that bracha. Bracha shein etzricha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. What's a bracha shein etzricha? Kegon. Shemevarech besocha su'uda al dvarim shenifteru kvar adivirchas amotzi. Middle of the meal, and you make him brachas that are not needed, because amotzi covered it. Dizua bracha shelo letzorech yiklal. This is a bracha shelo letzorech. The od kasvu aposkim, da'afilu im achshav, lohaya bracha levatala, gamken hilafamim bakla bracha shein etzricha. Sometimes you have to think. Even if it's not a bracha levatala, go on. Im shulchana arach lefana v'daito lelech v'litol yadav alechol. You have a lot of foods in front of you, and you're gonna go wash. You're gonna go wash. But you want to eat something right now. That's sometimes it happens. Like we're gonna go wash, but there's a pickle, or there's a cookie. The Mishnah Berurah says that's a bracha shein etzricha because it's beautiful to praise Hashem, but if you're going to make a motzi and you can eat this during the meal, to go rain bracha shein etzricha. The kol shekein amafs. So that's what he says. Again, this is the Shulchan Aruch Harav discusses quotes in the footnotes here. Maybe it's discussion, some of the minog of Dafka having something by Kiddush, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The kol shekein hamafsik bein habracha la'asiya degorim shedisbat la'bracha rishon legamrei bevadei aser. Okay, other examples. What about if somebody wants to be mashlamei habrachas? The poskim The poskim talk about it. Okay, but either way, it's usher to answer amin to a bracha that's not needed. The Mishnah Berurah does say later on, delo adif mitinok shemaskar Hashem derech limudo. When a child is making a fake bracha, right? It's not making a child is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. So the Shulchan Aruch says earlier about saying amin to a child's bracha. Shemaskar Hashem derech limudo delo asa iser baskara. So if you lochi in lanos amin achrav, the ain shame bracha Allah. Right, if you can't make a bracha, which is a separate sugya mentioned earlier, to a bracha of a child, right? So then, he didn't do anything wrong. So here, surely, if something was done wrong, you shouldn't answer amen. Okay, so if an oni makes a bracha, no amen. The achem shebirchu and others that made a bracha, ina back to the gemara, ina ona achren amen. So an oni doesn't answer amen to other brachas. Right, he's not. Chayef, but Medra Mamur and Bechol says all on a weekday. Yavol b'Shabbes, but on Shabbos and Onen eats normally. Meisiv ochal ochal kol tzarcho, v'chosa kol tzarcho, v'ochal baza v'chosa yayin. Umizamnin alav, right? An Onen for a relative eats regular on Shabbos if the kura doesn't happen until after Shabbos. Umizamnin alav, v'imbirich onachra v'amen. Regular brachas, v'achem shebirchu onachrein amen. He takes part. He davens. Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hol Vitar. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Wait a minute. An onin is allowed to be mutter. Hol Vitar Talu is called Elu. If an onin could do all this, eating and drinking, Chivu B'Shar Mitzvos Eshal Torah. So make him Chayev in all mitzvahs. After all, Chayisho Hitar Talu, Chayev Olam Lakol Shekain. If you mutter him physical activities, so mitzvahs for sure." What's the machlokes? Reb Shimon Gamliel Tanakama, it sounds like they're saying the same thing. In onin is mutter. So the Bavli discusses, maybe the difference is tashmish hamita. If a person has a chiyuv ona to his wife, right, so is that allowed? Reb Shimon Gamliel matters that? And the Tanakama says no, dvarim shebitzina, there's still no hay. Reb Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem b'shem ben Levi, alacha Reb Shimon Gamliel, alacha like Reb Shimon Gamliel, which seems to say it'll be mutter, not clear if it's mutter according to the Bavli. Nimsar l'rabim. So this is about aninus. So when does aninus end and avila start? So nimsal rabim, if the body is given over to the chaver kadisha, we would call it. Ochal baza v'shoso yayin, aninus is over and avila starts, l'chora. It could eat meat and drink wine. Nimsal k'tafayim, similar, k'tafayim given to the shoulders, the people who are going to carry it out to the cemetery and you're not going out. Kamisha nimsal rabim, that's like nimsal rabim, and that's the halacha. If people are going to have no connection anymore to the burial, so then it is Avelos would start. There's a big discussion in the post Mizbanazeh. What happens if, let's say, somebody lives in Chutz Laaretz and they're going to take the body to Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to watch the funeral on Zoom? So the body is gone, but they're going to still be involved. Maybe they'll even give a hespit on Zoom. So does Avelos start? How do you define Nimsal Rabin Mizbanazeh? That's an important discussion in the post. Aval, we continue now. Avel, say Avel. The different weeks of the Avela. So again, not all of this is halacha l'maisa today. Avel b'Shabbos Rishon ain't olach beis haknesses. The first week he doesn't go to shul, doesn't go anywhere, even to shul. V'shni olach beis haknesses v'yoshev b'mkoma. The second week he goes to shul, sits in a different place. V'shlishis yoshev b'mkoma v'ena medaber. The third week he can sit in his place, but he does not really talk so much. V'revius shavah l'chaladam. The fourth week then he's back to normal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir a week more. Efter Lomer B'Shabbos Rishon Hasharav Misaskanimo. The first week he's getting nichum avelim. Of course he's not leaving. He's not going to shul. That can't be what it means. The first week. This must have been a misora of the first week, second week, third week. What it means. The first week after the first week. So Ella switch everything by a week. Ella Shnia Hi Rishona Hashlishis Hi Shnia Harvias Hi Hashlishis. See, he adds on a fourth. He adds on a fourth week. Just push everything back, and there's one extra week lachumra. Reb Shimon Omer the opposite. Switch everything lakula. Avel b'Shabbos Arishon. Even the first week he could go to shul. Fanny, you just can't leave the house for malacha for other things. But the first week he could go to l'dvar mitzvah. Fanny yoshim imkomo. B'shdi yoshim imkomo. Medaber b'shlishis shave l'chol adam. Right, different behaviors in the various first weeks of shiva. Generally, we have shiva and then we go to shul and we sit in a different place for the minhag. We sit in a different place for the whole avelus. Reb Shimon Levi Amar Halacha Gedei Rabbi Shimon Mosef Yamim. The halacha is like the one who adds days. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, but he's the one that adds an extra week. The Karban Eda says maybe we only pass on like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the days, but not exactly what you do in the days. Okay, could look there. Period. What happens if somebody comes and he finds that his family is sitting Shiva? He didn't know about it. He finds he's sitting Shiva. So what do you do? So it depends what day they're up to. B'sheni b'shlishi, if he gets there on day 1, 2, or 3, mashlami mas, then he just sits Shiva with them because then he'll be sitting most of Shiva with them. B'revi, but if he gets there only on day 4, then he starts his own Shiva. Mona la'atzma. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu, skip the, change the word, b'shvi. Even if he gets there on the 7th day of their avelos mashlami mas, he just joins them. Reb Shimon Levi Amar, Allah Rabbi Shimon, we pass on Rabbi Shimon, that as long as he gets there during Shiva, he just joins them. But as long as, B'she'ino Gadol Mishpacha. That's only if he is not the Gadol HaMishpacha. If he's not the most chashiv. Avol Ma'i Gadol HaMishpacha, Mono Asmo. If he's the Gadol HaMishpacha, then he has his own camp, no matter what. Kadarbi Mana, Hori, Lerb. Armonia, Reb Yaakov Armonia, Mikivan Shad Gadol Mishpacha Manal Atzmacha. He told them, because you're the Gadol Mishpacha, you have to count yourself. He told them, right? A big sugya in Bizman Azeh. Is there a concept of Gadol Mishpacha? Does it go by who's older? Does it go by who's financially supporting? But this is Gadol Mishpacha. The Bavli has a different rule about Gadol Mishpacha. About, you know, if the Gadol Mishpacha is stayed, but this is talking about if the Gadol Mishpacha came. And one more line, lo huru lo grov panim. And this is only, when do we say that the Gadol Mishpacha counts himself? If in the last 2 days that he was there with them, most people didn't come. Avalim huru lo grov panim, but if most people came to be menachemim in those last 2 days, then notes lo lemerchas, then right after Shiva, he could join his family and go to the bathhouse right away. Kadar Rav Huna, hori lachuid, Rabbi Yehuda bar Zavdi, mikima churu lo grov panim, since most people came, not lo lemerchas, just go to the bathhouse, and one could finish Shiva then with the family. Okay, we'll have to stop.